Hello everyone, and welcome to the October contest recording. This is the debut month of the AGWL, so I'm really excited, even though it's taken me like a week to get this shit done. But you know what? That's what happens when you do the night shift at a national accelerator lab. So if you ain't down with that shit, then go fuck yourself. But if you are, then here we go. It is time to open the wonderful world file and proceed as planned. Lewis, this piece has a ridiculously forced rhyme scheme. In one case, you completely fucked the ten structure up the asshole just to fall in line with the form. To be honest, I'm really surprised that in all these years you still haven't come to the realization that I don't mind forms being broken if it makes the piece better. Astaire did it during GGW4 and rocked the way to the Hall of Perfection. Now, your third and fifth stanzas rocked my boxers, but the rest just made me emit sigh after sigh. If you're going to title the piece A Lost Child, it'd be nice to see something that actually speaks to a lost child. Instead, you have this shit about the character and the darkness, and there's very little connection made beyond surface scratching. You could have really gone a lot deeper than this had you actually decided to push yourself. And now, the scrolling begins. You know what, it'd be really helpful if I actually labeled who the hell this piece belongs to. So, while I open up my wonderful world of mailbox, I will just go on to Voice of Creation, VOC, in another name incarnation. You really don't need that many, dear, but whatever floats your boat, I guess. So, what do I have to say to you? Good times. God damn it, woman. I hate to say it, but you have fallen into a topic rut. It seems that just about every piece I get from you, it's either about sex or love. Is that really all that inspires you to write well? Don't get me wrong. You always are a producer of high-quality pieces, but you have got to fucking branch out. I want to see something completely fucking different from you in the coming months, especially if you want to make that glorious fucking AGWL impact. And now that I've figured out who the hell this next piece belongs to, I can roll back and give my critique. And that piece belongs to The Rebel Prince. Do 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 do. To be honest, not really sure what to think of this piece. I didn't really find the opening line all that attractive, and there were moments in this work that just made me pause and say, what the fuck? I'm also not a big fan of the layout of the poem, as it just shitballs. It just stylistically doesn't add anything. That's the joy of breaks. You can tweak the style of your poem into something exciting. As it sits, I see a bland story of pseudoprose. On the other hand, there were moments that offered clear images worthy of reflection. I found it very interesting that in your mirror stanza, you explicitly write about the lack of imagery when your piece is delivering quite a striking example. In the end, though, I'm not finding the edge fucking work that I actually want. And since you're not around here very often, if at all, that's generally the typical first response. I want to be mind fucked. Just straight up fucking mind fucked. And you have also heard, probably for the first time, that I have speech impediment shitballs while I'm trying to read these fucking critiques. And in this random moment, I'm scrolling down the word file to SM's piece. So here we go. Are you ready? This was the anticipation of the day. Balls. There are some issues with this piece, F7 and whatnot, all that shit. But the power is there, and the entertainment in this fucking poem brought certainly one of the best pieces of the round. I loved it. I fucking loved it. Just dripping with awesome. And so you left me with a smile on my face, and I can move on with my life quite content with reading this piece. And you should be quite content with writing it. Doo-doo-doo, blame it on the bouquet. Gotta scroll through Kate's piece, cause it's really long, yeah. Kate, it seems that you have finally gotten the message, and edited. And guess what happened when you did? You produced something that I liked reading. I think in this work you have some excess baggage that can be dropped out because it drags the plot out. And at the end of the day, the plot isn't exactly something that's really unique at all, you know. But you capture the Halloween spirit with your tale, and I am always a sucker for capturing seasonal highlights or whatever the fuck you want to call it. When you address the reader's mind in a way that couples to reality, which, say, connects to a holiday spirit, you know, something along those lines, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to get interested in your story. So I think what you need to do at this point, since you certainly got the editing down in this one, don't get me wrong, you can improve how you edit this piece and make it even better, but there is substantial improvement this round from, say, your GGW works. Now is the time to look at what you actually are sending to me with your plots. What's the message? And when you produce a piece that is especially about a seasonal spirit, it's important to remember to stay unique. And, you know, that's kind of the trade-off. Do you want to touch my soul with something that's, you know, a current event? If so, you have to do it in a way that blows everything else in the water. And I don't think that piece quite did it, but I'm also really happy to see that you've improved your editing in a way that I was finally able to pump my fist and say, huzzah, I read Kate's piece and it was exciting and entertaining. And yes, I don't have to complain about editing. Glorious day. I can complain about other shit. Congratulations. Next up, KDK. Huzzah. You always construct such wonderful poems that really never put me in a bad mood. You know, I read poems sometimes, or prose pieces, that I just need to, like, punch a fucking pop can, because they, shit. You never go there. But this one made me question the point. While stylistically balls deep, and certainly creative, especially considering that you use the form format, as the audience, I have no idea why I was targeted for this one. It doesn't really speak to me, and that's an issue. I mean, obviously, it's great writing as always, but a topic misfire in my mind. And that's really the only complaint that I have. More scrolling, because PK wrote a long fucking story for this contest. Not that I care. Doo-doo-doo. Shame. Chicka-chamoon. Beyond ballsy. Well thought out gloriousness. Fuck the short ass sentences, though. You are too good for that Meyerish shiat. Yes, I am bringing up Stephanie Meyer, and I know it's gonna get flack. I don't really give a fuck. You know you're better than that. Come on, PK. You fucking know you're better than that. But, this is where I give you ultimate props. You constructed this world that I could picture in my fucking head. Like, I could, you know, like a movie going on in my mind while reading through this piece. And not too many people have that gift. It's sad when you really think about it. But go ahead, as long as we're on the topic of Stephanie Meyer, go ahead and pick up her shit-tacular book. Or books, because it's a series now, and just read through them, and they don't evoke any imagery whatso-fucking-ever. And yet, it's like one of the best-selling books of the current day. Stupid. Shouldn't have even gone there. Bullshit. Point is, I'm happy to see that you created a world that I could hop into. As opposed to, say, KDK's piece, which I thought was sort of a misfire, this one was certainly not. I jumped in it. It was a very seamless transition from reality to imagination, and that always yields a very good time. With that said, I'm done. I think. Yes, the Word file says I am done. So, check the second post of the AGWC to see the point values I gave. And those that won shit will probably get a trade from me very fucking soon. And now I can reach down and dig deep because my night shift is over and I don't have to care. So get the hell off my audio file and ignore all of my stupid ass mistakes, you goddamn hippies!